This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of. Yes, yes, yes. It's the way you win when you're part of. That's how it works. Always appreciate your time with me. And in a little bit, Dr. B will be joining us. Dr. Bridget Melson, she joins us every week. Always appreciate. I really do always appreciate her time with me and her insight on the issues going on, you know, in the teen world, really. Our kids are going through so much right now. They don't know how to cope with some of the issues coming down. Drugs seems to be the only way, like I've never seen before. And it's not just drugs, you know. I mean, the smartphones, yes, I know some of you are tired of hearing me saying it. But it's true. I mean, as far as the smartphones go, they're so dependent on those to stimulate their brain, to give them the answers they need, that it makes it very, 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 very hard, you know, for them to come out of these things. Now, I found this story. I'm going to share it with her in a minute when she comes on the show. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if it was the way I was brought up. I don't know if it was a family around me. I don't know what it was that helped me with this. But I find in reading some of the stories that the young kids feel threatened by, hurt, whatever, that it's because they don't know how to cope. They don't understand that these things, some of these things, are not lifelong issues. You'll get through them. One story I was reading says, I hated field days at school. And the writer says, making them voluntary might save kids, like me, from a lot of anxiety and trauma. I'm one of those believers that said, don't. And I'll talk to Dr. B about it. Why save your kids from anxiety and trauma? Teach them how to work through it. Teach them how to deal with it. You might even be able to teach them that what they're anxious about, what they're going through trauma about, may not be something they need to be like. I mean, all that anxiety before the big test, all that trauma when you fail the test, okay, that you can go back and fix, or that you can study harder for, or ask for more information, or more help, if you would. So, and that gets you ready for the real world, for the job. Because, frankly, and honestly, you're not going to always feel comfortable at work. You're going to do something stupid. You're going to forget to do something. You're going to say something that's, I'll say off color without saying just wrong or nasty. What are you going to do? You're going to shrivel up a little ball and run away? So, again, some of the kids, this young person is talking about when they were about dodgeball. I mean, the big thing about dodgeball, my God, schools banned dodgeball because it was a personal attack. It's like, no kidding. I'm going after you. I'm going to try to take out the good guy. I'm going to take out the person that might be better than me the first chance I get, so I get to last longer. He goes on to say, I remember playing, you know, oh, I'm sorry. This, where'd it go? Took off. Oh, there you go. You know, when you go out on, like, field days, right? Field trips? You had students that were going out to different places, different groups. You know, different, one group went to a museum, one group went to a this, one group went to a that. And you were bored to death. I mean, there was always something that made you feel uncomfortable about where you were going. The kids, maybe, that you were with. Because I know that when there was one school I went to, they used to break you up. You couldn't hang with your friends. You had to go with different people. I get that. I think it did a lot. At first, it was kind of weird, but I think it did a lot. When you get into like the dodgeball thing I was talking about, they break you up into teams. They put you in different places, right? And some schools or some gyms gave you different T-shirt colors. They require you to participate in these activities, right? What was that? Relay races, three-legged races, tug-of-war, those kind of things, right? All fun, really. But you know, they require you to try hard, to work hard, to work with the team. And if you're one of those kids that was kind of awkward, didn't have the real ability to do all this, you wanted to kind of fade to the background. I wasn't one of those kids, but you wanted to fade to the background. You wanted to keep quiet. You wanted to get away from or behind the strong kids so you would look like you were, you know, doing something. And after a while, they stopped forcing those kids to play the game. They even killed the game after a while. Because of the pressure, the anxiety these kids went through. Now, wouldn't it have been better? You know, if you guys remember the view of when Trump won, and all those young kids that were devastated, couldn't even control themselves. They were crying so hard. Are these those kids? I mean, aren't we better off teaching them how to accept certain things? Teaching them how to deal with adversity, with anxiety, pressure. I mean, I had friends of mine that weren't athletic at all in any way. Awkward in gym, pretty much awkward everywhere. But you help them push through it, and I don't know how you do that, but I bet you Dr. B does. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the solution. And that's how you're part of the solution. Let me just bring her on, because I have so much fun when she's on with us. Dr. B joins me, and she does joins us, I should say, not just me, every week. And I appreciate her time with me, and Dr. B, how's it going? Where were you at? You're in Texas, right?
Hey. I don't know. Sure. Yes. I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God's country.
The true land of the free that is being overrun, but other than that, the true land of the free.
Yes, and our politicians are working so hard to keep it this way. You know, they tried to take out, Ken Paxton with this nonsense, and he was acquitted.
Oh, kicked their butts, didn't he?
Well, because there's nothing there. It's like what they're doing with Trump. It's ridiculous. There's just nothing there.
Well, that was the Bush influence too, was it not? Trying to take
him out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bush Republicans. It's ridiculous. Slowly but surely, we're getting them kicked out of Texas. But they're around, and you've got to. This is why I tell people, conservatives, no matter what, you can't get comfortable. I don't care what state you live in, what count, you know, if your county's red or blue, you cannot get comfortable, because I think there's an article, that I was in that they wrote, and they really highlighted it, and you can go see it, but gosh, it was NPR, right? So very liberal, left-leaning, and
no.
This guy asked, yeah right, not at all, and he interviewed a bunch of us conservatives, and of course he went to Austin and interviewed a bunch of liberals to see why are people moving, and the Austin people were basically saying, we just want to, we want away from conservatives and their terribly, archaic ideas. And I'm like, okay, you mean American, God-fearing, okay. And then, he kept trying to get things out of us, basically. And I said, I live here because Texans are complacent, and I'm happy to say that they're just hanging out. They're not understanding that in 10 years it's going to be California here if we don't wake up.
Oh, yeah.
And he kept, pressing me, so you're the ones to save the day. You're the warriors. You're the gods. And I said, I don't know if you can say it, but I said, we're the damn cavalry, dude, because he kept bugging me. And I said that, and of course that's the quote, right, that's on every webpage. That's the one that I'm known for. And I'm like, but seriously, we are. Conservatives are. We are here to save your butts. So.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's true,
I love it. So I was doing, I've already gotten some texts on this. I think it's great. So I was doing a story before you came on. And the story was about anxiety and trauma from, things like dodgeball. Some of those games where you're kind of targeted, right? And this person writing this basically says, I hated those days in school because, it created trauma and anxiety for me. I knew that I was going to get, all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't feel natural to me. It's kind of, things aren't always going to be comfortable. You are going to have trauma at work and other places in your life. You are going to have anxiety the first time you fly, the first time you go up to the 100th floor of the, any one of the buildings in big cities. Am I wrong here? Teach these kids how to deal with some of this stuff. I think that's one of our problems.
Yeah, it's funny that of all of the things, the activities I've got, I totally understand. I got a little PTSD from dodgeball. Yes, there's an element of it for sure. But if you looking back as an adult, you understand that these coaches, it's just what they do. It's just how it was. But now it's, labeled as class bullying. They're calling it literally dodgeball trauma. So
I mean, dodgeball trauma?
Yes.
God. All right, go ahead.
It's a whole term that, basically comes from having students, the two students that pick the teams, pick the sides, you're the last one. I don't know anybody that wasn't the last one picked. I'm totally in that. And it's just like, okay. And you're right. There are two ways to look at it. I think, looking at this on a whole, because we always talk about teens and kids and growing up, and I do want to share some statistics on COVID, because there's some developmental news on developmental anxiety and things that are going on. But as far as these things that we grew up with, now they just try to protect everybody, give trophies to everybody. We've talked about that. But I think you're right. It does teach you a bit of resilience, a bit of, you know, toughen up and go home and, sure, complain to your parents. And that's what we as parents have to say, okay, this is how it's going to be, right? You're going to meet people. You're going to meet narcissists, right? You're going to meet people that you clash with. Well, what's your solution? Do you want me to homeschool you? Do you want me to wrap you up in bubble wrap? I get it, and I'm sorry. You know what I mean? There's a way where you can say that. And I never got the I get it, I'm sorry. I got the okay. I don't know, sit out. And then see what they do. You know, and I say, okay, I'm not sitting out. I will take it on the chin. Yeah, it really all comes down to parents doing the right thing, and it builds, teach them how to build that, just that strength up, and go do it. If you're not good, okay. If they laugh at you, okay. They're going to forget about you, you know, within a week. They don't care. And they're picking you last because you aren't athletic. Okay, find something that you're good at then. But these parents are like, oh my gosh, I'm calling the school. And there are those parents.
Right? Oh, I get the calls that,
doing the school.
You know, my son is devastated at the fact that the coach has not put him in for the last three baseball games. And I'm like, okay. And? What would you do? You want me to go out to the field, grab a coach, and go put him in? I mean, your son obviously isn't good enough to be a starter. And take it up with the coach. Work him harder. Show him that if he works harder at it, teach him how to talk to the coach to find out what he needs to do to be a starter. But they don't do that.
Right.
They want to come swooping in, save little Johnny so he won't feel bad.
That's right. I mean, either the parents need to pay the coach off more than Johnny's doing, or, you know, you need to go work out an extra, you know, five laps, whatever. I mean, it's life. But either way, fair or not, this is the one thing I have that I hear all the time, Joe, from parents. Parents, not even kids. I mean, you hear kids saying, it's not fair. Yeah, no, it's not fair. And our poor kids, Mom, it's not fair that da-da-da-da-da. No, it's not. Show me a Bible verse that says that everything is fair and perfect. Well, gosh darn it, if they go look.
We got to go for a commercial break. Be back, and we'll talk about how unfair life is and how nasty parents are. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement earlier today, stating that it will encompass substantial air defense capabilities.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine.
A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. The National Hurricane Center issued the warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. There seems to be a possible end in sight for the Writers Guild of America strike. On Wednesday, writers and producers engaged in direct negotiations and are reportedly on the verge of reaching an agreement. That's according to CNBC. Both parties are optimistic about sealing the deal. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
God bless America. I mean, seriously, people. I got the TV over my left shoulder. I'm sitting here watching it, and I see Trump in a pizza parlor. And you know, he eats pizza with a knife and fork, so he's lost a little respect for me there. But he had all these pizza boxes where, you know, at the restaurant they're giving them out, and he signed the pizza boxes. I wouldn't care about the signature. I'd care about how good the pizza was. But the place is packed. You can't get in the place. And there's people outside. Joey B. couldn't get six people there if he was giving out free pizza. Seriously. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and... Dr. B, I mean, that's true. Joey B couldn't get six people there to have pizza with them. Seriously.
Oh, they're just, I mean, I think he shook the hand of the American flag and then hugged the Hungarian president. I think he did it all wrong. I mean, this guy, not Hungarian, Brazilian.
But there's nothing wrong with him, Dr. B. He's as sharp as a tack.
Nothing.
They're having a hard time in the White House keeping up with him. You know, finding him, not keeping up with him.
It's we've talked about elder abuse, I'm telling you. At this point, it's horrible. It's abusive what they're doing. I know the Brazilian president, he's a very kind man. He was so gracious when I was helping get refugees out of Afghanistan after Joey B, right, a.k.a. Pelosi, Obama, you know, Schumer, ripped everybody out. And the Brazilian president was kind enough to take on people and bless them and these refugees and the vulnerable. So he is a great man. So to me, treating him the way I don't know if I can say it, but I'm surprised we haven't gotten blasted. I won't say the N-word, meaning nuked, but I'm shocked.
Yes.
I really am shocked that someone hasn't accidentally hit the button on us.
Yeah. I've got a list of questions for you, but before I get to those, you look into the chat room. There's some questions there, comments and questions.
There are a lot of questions.
Yeah, I know. You don't even need me. I can leave, and you guys can continue on. The smoking of pot, first step towards mental illness, and this one person's belief. The question.
Oh, I can talk about.
Yeah, what does increased THC do to the teenage brain? Go for it. I'll just sit back and listen.
Right. That's a great question. I really appreciate that because it's a gateway drug. It's been a gateway drug. Yes. So I'll two parts real quick. Larry's asking, thank you, Larry, is asking about THC oil, and with seizures. Yes. When you take the purity of the oil and then they, you know, of course, make it pure and adjust it and fix it and, you know, do their little medical thing. I'm not a medical doctor, but it is extremely helpful for seizures and a lot of childhood cancers when you directly inject into the brain. It's very different than the THC and smoking and weed. So if that's what you're asking, there you have it. So, and then he makes a great point that the potency of THC and pot today. So you remember in the, you know, 50s when it became huge, the potency was about, it was about 3% THC in pot. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, online, between gummies and suckers and weed and vape, especially through vaping and wax, weed wax, it's called dabbing, and you get the wax and parents, you need to go Google what it is, and if your kid, oh, you just vape, you make sure, okay, I could talk on this for 5 hours, so vape, where do I
touch
start?
On that, but touch on that a little bit, because the vaping thing,
so,
there are lots of parents who still in the mindset that it's fine.
So the THC concentration in vaping, in wax, dabbing, is higher than 96%.
Wow.
3%, 3% in the '60s, and you see what fools people made of themselves, right? And I'm like, I'm not at all on board with marijuana, but I'm like 3%. All right, it chilled them out, whatever. 96%+ is what we have in the vaping, and now, of course, we've got the fentanyl issues of it being laced, and we're seeing kids die, and I do this parent survival seminar. Anybody that's listening, I will be happy to fly to your church or school or parent group and give this to you, and I explain this to parents that they just say vaping and just vapes. Number one, our lungs are not meant to take in watermelon juice vapors. It's just not. Okay, then go in your pool, put some watermelon concentrate in it, and suck it up. I mean, that is not. It doesn't make any sense that we only vape. The issues already that kids that we're finding with the 20 to 30 somethings because of vaping, the lung issues, horrendous. COVID hits, and you guys are the first ones that are going to have issues. But then you add the nicotine percent, which is about 20 times what is in a cigarette when you have nicotine. It's just this nicotine oil that they just hook up to the vape. And then third, you've got waxing, dab, you've got these things that are weed, 96% plus. So it's so out of control, and they're destroying it. So what that does to the brain is beyond. The parts of the brain that weed affects are the memory parts, the learning, attention, decision-making, coordination, emotion, and reaction time. And what we are doing is killing bazillions amount. I know that's not a very medical term, but millions of brain cells every time. And remember, you need 90 days, 3 months for your brain to regenerate. So if you're smoking weed, you know, every day, you're not giving your brain enough time. I had a patient probably 20 years ago that the parents brought him in, super rich, and, you know, gave him then, 20 years ago, he had an allowance of $350 a week. And just because, oh, he needs it for food and snacks, and I'm like, okay. So, you know, that's probably equal to, you know, around $800 a week now, you know, thinking 20 years ago. And, you know, I'm like, what do you do with your money? Like, what the heck? Because you've got your car, you've got this. And he said that he smokes 8 cigar-sized blunts a day of weed, is what
he
said.
Whoa, 8. Wait a minute. Seriously?
8 a day. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And he was not. And actually, the next week, he went into the hospital for pancreatitis. And I'm like, no kidding, dude. You have blown out your pancreas, and the doctors confirmed it. And it's just like, what do you, I know, I get it, it's a thing. Jeez. But his brain was shot. I mean, he was like literally at the point of drooling on himself about 9 months, you know, into our sessions. I'm like, and I'm looking at the parents like, what are you doing? Well, it calms him down. Okay, how is he buying it? You're funding his drug habit. Well, we can't control what he does with his money. Then don't give it to him.
It's your money. What is wrong with you? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Welcome to my life. It's okay. I meet a lot of really awesome parents, too. I just want you to know that. But the long-term effects are growing, and there is a growing number of studies showing how this kind, you know, being exposed this way is the brain cannot keep up with the development. And the notable problems that we're seeing are learning and memory tasks, like early onset dementia, cognitive impairments, and that's just by smoking THC in adolescent times.
Yeah, you know, the thing somebody mentioned in the chat room, it's like, you know, I smoked dope when I was in high school. It was the 70s. And, but it wasn't like it is today. As a matter of fact, if we smoked a full joint a week, that was a lot. We didn't have the money for it.
Right, right. But daily, gas in and it's vaping. Smart. What's your problem? But vaping, the way it just goes right in there and you know, combined with, you know, kind of these, you know, these thicker molecules of fluid, it is terrible. So as adults, we see memory, learning, and impulse control issues. So there are significant structural differences between the brains, if you know, of people who do and do not smoke weed. I mean, very significant on MRIs. If you want early dementia, you just keep it up. And I'm not, again, don't medical marijuana, you know, gummies, things you're doing directed by your doctor. I'm not going to comment. I'm not a fan, but I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to judge. We're talking teenagers that are vaping and dabbing and, you know, we can't. I mean, you've never even heard of that, right?
God,
dabbing?
All these terms.
I know. I have a hard job, Joe. I got to keep up with all of this.
All right. Well, we're going. No dabbing. We're going for break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. No vaping. We'll be back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, trying to get through all these questions, all these craziness. I'm starting to believe the people in the chat room want to know more about THC so they know how to use it, not avoid it. Just saying.
Yes, avoid it. Oh, avoid it, especially the wax, you know, the dabbing and, you know, the wax. I mean, that's, it's so, think about that. You are inhaling wax oil into your lungs. You know, none of that was in, you know, a blunt, you know, in the 60s or something like that, which I'm not, again, advocating for. But I'm just telling you this, the things that kids will put in their body, it just, you know, fentanyl, like, come on, what, who?
Wait a minute.
Is there anybody that think that's okay?
I got a better one for you. There was a bath oil bead sensation at one point in time when they were actually smoking bath oil beads.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself,
why?
How high do you have to be? What do you look over and you see in the bathroom and go, dude, that would be cool. Let's smoke those. You know? I mean, seriously.
The thing that I saw a dude do a line of salt just because he was bored, and that just about lit his face up. I mean, he was hurting for days. And I'm like, and don't look at me. I don't know who you're. Well, I'll take a Diet Coke. I don't know what you're doing. But, yeah, it's just the thing, you know, the Tide Pod Challenge that was, you know, kids were choking because it turns into suds. Yes. I think
Darwin's theory was shining bright in those days.
Ridiculous. Still is. Well, with fentanyl, people don't understand. I mean, people don't even know it's an opioid. It's an opioid. It's for pain relief. It's not an anesthetic. It is just 100 times more potent than morphine, and they don't understand. And do you know that fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin?
No. Did not know that.
Yes. Come on, people.
Yeah, but it's very much more addictive as well, is it not?
Very much more, yes. Yeah. Oh, it hits that brain and just a whoosh. I don't know if you heard about in the Bronx daycare that fentanyl was found. And
no.
Some kids got, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it was a couple, and this dude, you know, had this trap door where he was keeping his fentanyl, you know, business. And it was in his, like, girlfriend's daycare or something like that. And one of the kids got into it and died. And it's like what they, you know, did an autopsy and found he had fentanyl, and it's just
crazy.
Why?
It's crazy.
Why are there dumb people?
And they don't seem to care. They really, it drives me nuts because they don't say, you got these parents that grew up at the same time I did. And, you know, they're saying, well, look at you, the dope didn't bother us, and it didn't. He's like, are you really that? You know, it did bother you because you're so brain dead, you can't tell the difference between the dope of then and the dope of now. And you won't even do the work. That's the other thing that bothers me. You've got that device in your hand, you've got all this information at your fingertips, and you won't go out of your way to find out, you know, what the stuff is truly all about.
And I really appreciate it. I don't want to just by what you know, just kind of go real quick over what you said. The dope, the drugs of the 60s versus the drugs of today. There is no comparison.
No.
We have gone uber crazy with how concentrated it is and how good these, good in a bad way, but how crafty these dealers are. You know, Superman, it's called, and they look like little sweet tarts with an S on them. You know, they're, oh, have a Superman. The gummies that you can get, the fentanyl suckers that you can get, and it's unbelievable.
Wait,
you know, all the
fentanyl suckers?
Yes. Wow. So there are suckers and gummies of marijuana, fentanyl, heroin. There's a whole list of ecstasy, of course. That's still around. It's incredible how they make it. You know, they have the, oh gosh, what are the little pacifiers, right? That was the big underground rave party drug, was ecstasy. And they call it Adam, and they call it all kinds of E, but it's still around, and they just put it in candy on pacifiers, and so the kids would just wear it around their neck and suck on the pacifier while they have these rave parties and get higher than
but that
height.
Was,
so,
at
yeah.
one point, they had these pacifiers that were filled with vodka. And years ago, I remember asking, and finally one of the guys in town who understood all this stuff, he went, this, in most cases, there's booze in those things. Like, wow.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
There's so many ways, you know, and we talked about it at the breaks, and I won't mention it, how kids are using it.
Yeah, please don't. No.
Drink alcohol, I won't. Parents, just, I'm just saying, check it out, man. Check it out. You know, huffing is still a thing, you know, with the little pods that you can get at Party City to huff and get high on those, the things that you fill with balloons. And it's, if you see something that just isn't right, parents, if you just have a weird feeling, you know, I've got that couple that I talked about. You know, I used to speak with them again like 15 years ago, and their son was a senior in high school, just, you know, the prom king. He was smart. Everybody loved him, and he was huffing, and he was, you know, inhaling the little silver, you know, balloon tubes that you can, or helium tubes that you can get from Party City. And, you know, one morning the parents walked in, and it was literally the day of graduation, and they couldn't get him, wake him up. And he was dead, because you never know when those little capsules, you know, those little things, when you huff, when your brainstem is just going to turn off. You just don't know. It could be the first time. It's not something that, you know, builds up over time. It could be the first time. It could be the 570th time. And the dad, I talked to the dad. I spoke to him. He was a sweet, sweet man. And he said, I went in and I saw all these cartridges, these silver cartridges, and only about 2 inches tall. And he's like, what is that? You know, aren't those for, you know, balloons or something? He said, oh, yeah, we had a party, so we, you know, filled them up, you know, for a friend. And the dad didn't think twice about it. And he was dead a week later. The son. So parents, if you feel, and the dad felt weird about it, but didn't go back because it's his son and he's a straight A student and he's popular. That, if I heard that, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard that from a parent, that my kid is popular, my kid is a smart kid, my kid goes to church, my child is straight A. God gave us instincts for a reason. Listen, listen, okay? Listen to your instincts. What? Why are you laughing?
The church thing I was laughing at, because I go through a whole bunch of stories about the church stuff and say to people, you know, I love it. My daughter's dating a boy that's going to church.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're not having sex, really? You think so? I mean, you really have to think these things through, and you can't use these blanket statements as a safety blanket or as a way of feeling safe, because it just doesn't work that way, you know?
Correct.
Anyway, just crazy. All right. I want to hit a couple of these before we run out of time. So apparently, there's things we do that get in the way of our children's boundaries, or we're stepping on their boundaries. And I think this is hilarious. One of them is we impose our views of worth and success onto our kids. So they say that we're validating our own personal sense of worthiness through our kids' accomplishments. We push them into schools. We push them into activities. We don't really care about what they want. Is that true? Do you think that a lot of parents do that? Do you think they do it because they want their kids to be healthy and be in sports and that kind of thing?
Yes. So here's the thing, and this has changed over the years as well, and I know we're running out of time, but this has changed over the years as well. And it used to be that everybody around us, right, all the parents were encouraging, you know, be a part of the team, do this, do that. There were a lot of opportunities for kids to be pushed into things and try music and try this. And it's almost too much right now about, you know, it's all about competition, especially in Texas, I see a lot of it. However, it doesn't matter. Really, if you look at the big picture, parents need to have kids try different things. You know, an art, a music, a sport, until they find their thing. And if they don't, they don't. That's fine. But our role in our house has always been you try it for a year, whatever it is. We give them a choice of like one or two things. And you try it for a year. We're not going to try it for 2 weeks and no. So I think that's where parents need to teach kids that no matter what, that will teach them later in life to fulfill your commitment. Because a lot of these, you know, places, you know, require a year requirement, 6 months, but on your contract, no matter what. And I don't think it's too much. I think parents need to, of course, push their kids. They're not going to do it on their own. Have you met children? I mean, there's some amazing, naturally competitive kids that are just on top of it. Our daughter's like that. Like, she's just on it. She's not competitive, but she's a self-starter. But for the majority that aren't, you got to push them. There's that episode or that scene in, I think, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Can I come back?
I got something on the next hour.
Next week.
I'll keep it clear just for you, okay? Dr. Yes. B, God bless, man. I love what you're doing. I know, we always get rolling close to the end. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far, a lot more when we return.